Good morning. How's everybody this morning? As you know, I'm very reliant on the Holy Spirit for the things that I say up here. And as usual, the Holy Spirit's playing games. Because I had something all figured out, and then it dawned on me as I was listening to the readings again that maybe I should talk about something else. I will tell you that you can look forward to a day when I come up here and say, I have nothing to say, and then sit down. But it won't be today. We make a big deal out of this moment because the child, Jesus, is revealed to the greater world, the Magi. We've narrowed it down to three. There's nothing that really says there's three. Nothing says where they come from or who they are. They came from the east. They were wise, and they were thoughtful, and they were observant, and they saw these things, and they were well-read, and so they knew that they needed to do something in response to all of these things that were going on. And so they were led by whatever means to this moment where Mary, Joseph, and Jesus were, and they realized what was going on. They realized that they were in the presence of the King. The king that Isaiah spoke about, the king that the prophets had predicted for ages and upon ages upon ages. So it was pretty clear for them. I guess my wish is that it would be clear for us as well, because we are challenged and invited to meet Jesus in our lives every single day. And I wonder how many days of our lives we miss the coming. Because we are so challenged by the world around us that it's all we can do to manage that. I will tell you that there are days in my life that that happens. That whenever I get home and close the door, it's with a heavy sigh going, whew, got through another one. It's been a pretty crazy time at the office. I said to somebody the other day that tomorrow, on Monday the 7th, we can look around and go, normalcy returns. Can anybody really give me a good definition of normal? It's the one thing we really can't define, isn't it? Because it's different for each one of us. Because of the lives that we live, the challenges that we face, the gifts that we have. It's different for each one. I will tell you that those gifts are the ones that Jesus has given to us to return to him and to his people, the people that we come in contact in our lives. Those are the reason that we were given the gifts that we have, whether it be the gift of speech, the gift of kindness, the gift of compassion, the gift of healing, whatever it is, whatever the gift is that we have been given, we are asked to return it to God in our lives. And this is the moment when we are presented with the idea that we too have been presented with the Jesus Christ, that we are called to adore, worship, and honor. We do that through how we live, how we pray, how we interact with the people around us. That's what we can do to honor this child. In the bulletin this week, in my column, part of it is a prayer that some of you may recognize. We've used it before. And last year we talked a little bit about the prayer of Oscar Romero. Nothing is ever complete. We are workers, not messiahs. And that thought and theme continues in my life. We will never, ever be complete in the things that we've been given to do. But the prayer this year that I have and that sort of helps me encounter this Jesus Christ that I want to encounter more fully is in the bulletin. It's part of the column. Dear God, I do not know who you are, but I am in exultant joy before the magnificence of your creation. The other day, I was sitting over there, and the sun was coming through those windows, and I'd never seen them come through that way, and the windows just glowed. And I think we have to stop in our lives and see the creation that God has given us, because it's all around us. And we can become very complacent about it because we are so surrounded. Not too long ago, I had the opportunity to fly into Denver, and my eyes always feel better when they see the mountains. They just kind of go, But while I'm there for a while, I sometimes don't even look. I just kind of assume that they're there and they're always going to be there. I don't know why you gave me life, and I certainly can ask that question. But I thank you for every fiber of my heart for having lit up in me the divine spark of light in the vast, incomprehensible universe. The more that we learn about our universe, the less we really understand and know. Science is pushing the boundaries further and further and further and smaller and smaller and smaller and larger and larger and larger as we look outward and as we look inward. Scientists will tell you, good scientists will tell you, that they have no idea that there are mysteries still to be found, and there are probably mysteries that will never be understood. I think that these magi, who were wise and thoughtful people, probably asked this question. I don't know why you created light and darkness, happiness and despair, good and evil, love and hatred, creation and destruction, matter and void, and allowed us to choose constantly between the two. But I know that it's my duty and joy to throw down the gauntlet for light, brightness, compassion, goodness, happiness, truthfulness, life, beauty, and love. Some things don't change. And the men and women of Jesus' time were challenged as well to find those things in their lives. Please, God, allow us to become at long last a warless, weaponless, hungerless, horrorless, just, kind, truthful, thankful, loving, and happy planet. Help me to show through my life that this is the planet of God. Please. Some things don't change. The men and women of Jesus' time were challenged as well by war, by hunger, by fear. We can change that if we determine every day of our lives to encounter Jesus Christ and to share that encounter with the people around us. We have that power. It has been granted to us by God in His love. It has been granted to God within the context of the community in which we live, the prayer in which we pray, the study with which we engage, the ministry that we share with the people around us. We can trust, we can believe, we can know that God is present in our lives. And the challenge is, how do we share that with the people around us?